Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst.
Analyst.
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys, get the strong arm. Arch, good morning. I have to imagine there were droves of Falcons fans walking out of the Superdome yesterday with a few inches taller.
Yeah, there was they were all over New Orleans. They took over New Orleans over the weekend. Certainly the Hawks being there the night before. A lot of fans went to the Hawks game, and then of course, all those fans then migrated to the Superdome, and it was fun. It's always fun to leave that building with the look on our face and the look on their face of how that works out when they lose the football game. But it was fun to be there, and we got done what we needed to get done. It's a victory Monday, Allie. It's a victory Monday. Falcons victory Monday.
That's right.
Yeah, Archer, as you know, there's nothing better than going to that place and shutting a bunch of, 70,000 – drunk Cajuns. Let's go ahead and just talk about this and get away, because it seems to be, for some reason, we are incapable of being happy in Atlanta and celebrating victory. So let's go ahead and talk about the elephant in the room. Why is Michael Penix not running a similar offense that Kirk Cousins ran yesterday? And I don't want you to spare anything. You got as much time as you want.
No, it's just it's a comfort zone for the two quarterbacks. I mean, why was Kirk not in a similar set a year ago? There was some limitations to what Kirk can do physically with the ankle. A lot of that not necessarily divulged, over the airways or anything like that. But he was struggling with some of the movement. They felt like that he would be able to move better in the pistol a year ago. Penix played in that style of offense at Washington, and that's where he's comfortable. And you try to put players in a position where they feel the most comfortable, but obviously to have the most success. So there's kind of a blend there as to how that works. But obviously with personnel the way we played with this weekend, if there are a lot of 13 personnel, a lot of run personnel, and Kirk's ability to do what he likes to do from under center, I give them credit for going to what Kirk wants to do. And Kirk was very comfortable under center this week. So 29 plays you ran under center and 25 plays you ran from the gun or pistol. So a good split.
Arch, I want to go even further into that. And I want you to – I think I know the answer to some of these, but I want you to explain to the listener. You put Kirk Cousins in at quarterback just a few weeks ago. So the preparation for that week looked a little bit different with Penix kind of being day-to-day. Talk to us about the game preparation in that type of scenario as opposed to what you're dealing with right now in terms of pistol versus 13 personnel versus under center and play action and all the above.
Yeah, well, you know it as well as I do, Mike, that when you've got a guy that you think might play, obviously you're going to tailor the game plan to the starter, which at that point you thought might be Michael Penix. He might go. So you didn't change as much as far as what you're going to do from a personnel standpoint or what you're going to do from where the quarterback is lined up. As the week progressed, or as you got into really into Friday, then you kind of had an idea Kirk was going to be the guy potentially in that game. So at that point, you had your game plan in, so you ran with that game plan. We just got our asses kicked that day. It didn't have to do with how you lined up or anything like that. Miami just outplayed you. But the week this week was tailored. You knew that Michael wasn't playing. So from Monday, when game plan day is Monday and Tuesday, when you put that plan together, then you put it together knowing Kirk was going to be your quarterback, knowing how you wanted to attack New Orleans based on some of their weaknesses. We had not shown much 13 personnel. You wanted to get Keegan Quatoriano on the field. Now, that didn't go well early on. The 13 personnel thing really was kind of getting knocked backwards until started to get some footing. And in all actuality, we didn't blow them up on offense either. We had 300 yards of offense. You had a couple of big plays in the game. I thought the key to the whole football game was that little sequence right there in the third quarter, Mike, when you got the two-play sequence where, you know, Bijan catches the swing after you get the grounding call, and he takes it up the sidelines 32 yards, and then you get the play-action pass, and you hit Mooney over the top. That was kind of a backbreaker for them in a two-play sequence offensively. Other than that, I didn't think you were great on offense. You were efficient enough. You didn't convert third down. So there's a lot of room for improvement, even though you did show some different stuff on offense.
Well, and Dave, you had a chance to talk with David Sills after the game. Where was his head at after getting his first career touchdown catch?
Yeah, I thought he was pretty level-headed, Allie. I thought that you guys probably played the sound. He was obviously excited to get in the end zone. It's been a long time coming for him, a guy that scored a ton of touchdowns when he was in college and just has not been in the right place at the right time. And I thought it was a cool design by Zach. We're in the shotgun there. You motion Bijan out of the backfield. New Orleans gets a little bit confused with what they want to do. Do they want to stay man coverage, or do they want to zone it off? And the corner and the safety mess that up. And Sills runs a little skinny post there. And, of course, Kirk's right on the money with the throw. And I thought that Kirk, the things that Kirk did in the game that might not go noticed was his quick decisions with the football. Now, he threw it away some. He had to take, I think, three sacks in the game. But I thought his decisions to get the ball out and get it to guys. I mean, you got, you know, Dylan Drummond had a couple of catches. Now, they're catches that aren't going to blow up your stat book, but they were key catches. Obviously, you mentioned Sills had two catches in the game. Charlie Warner had two catches. Charlie Warner has a check down play where it's kind of a third decision by Kirk to check it down to Warner, and then he runs for a first down for you. I just thought that there was a lot of good stuff that Kirk did as far as getting the ball out and getting something somewhat positive out of it.
Arch, the defense was really good yesterday. For the most part, they did allow a couple of long drives, but they kept New Orleans out of the end zone. How big was the impact of getting Devon Diablo back and what he meant to the defense overall?
Huge. Devon had a big smile on his face, saw him in the locker room. I joked with him. I said, I knew you were going to be able to catch the ball with that big club on your hand. And he started laughing and stuff. But he was really good. I mean, he was where he was needed to be. I thought he caught a couple of tackles. I mean, he was really good before the injury, attacking downhill and making plays around the line of scrimmage. When I say caught, you know, made tackles 5 and 6 yards down the field a couple times. But I thought for the most part, Devine was a little bit of a spark defensively. Jesse Bates told me after the game, we were just standing there and I was asking if he was okay. And he goes, Devine made a difference, didn't he? And he just smiled at me and stuff. So they knew having him back on the field was going to be a catalyst. I thought D. Alford played extremely well at the nickel spot. Remember Billy Bowman gets hurt on Friday and D's played a lot at the nickel spot. And he had 10 tackles in the game. I thought that was something the defense did extremely well. If you're going to let them throw the ball underneath, you better be able to tackle. And they tackled extremely well yesterday. I didn't think that you saw hardly any missed tackles at all. And of course, the young guys up front being able to hunt the quarterback. So it was a solid day defensively, no question about it. Now, you know, the explosive plays was the key to the game, was to not give up explosives. They only gave up 4 plays of 15 yards or more in a game. And that was something that had broken their back the last 4 weeks or 3 weeks. And they did a really good job of corralling the offense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, and the defense also really good in the red zone. I know New Orleans was pretty bad statistically at red zone touchdowns, but you bowed your neck down there a couple of times. Arch, I know that this defense has not been perfect, but I don't know if we can possibly celebrate enough the job that not only Jeff Ulbrich has done with the pass rush, but also guys like Nate Ollie, Jacquees Smith. I'm looking at Jalen Walker and James Pierce's numbers, and there's been a lot made about these two guys and the rookie draft picks in the first round, but they are now both leading the NFL rookies in terms of sacks this year. You add that up and put that next to a guy like Brandon Dorlus, who really didn't play much last year, and what he's been capable of doing this season. I don't know that we can heap enough praise on these coaches that are in charge of this pass rush up front.
Yes, and it's not lost on the players, Mike. Again, having a discussion with Jesse Bates in the locker room last night, I said, damn, you guys got, I think, 40 sacks or close to 40 sacks, 39, 40 sacks. He goes, yeah, how many we had the last 3 years? I mean, it's not lost on him in the back end that those guys are hunting up front and they're speeding up the thought process of the quarterback to where he's got one, maybe two options. The ball's got to come out or they're going to be on him. And so you hear all the time about the back end service and the front end and all that stuff when it comes to the secondary and the pass rush. Those guys in the back end are very appreciative as to what those young guys are doing up front hunting the quarterback.
Well, we were so glad to get the outcome we did with that Falcons win over the Saints. Dave, we appreciate the time as always. Normally I would say talk to you Friday, but it's the holidays, so enjoy your Thanksgiving with the fam.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. You guys, too, have a great holiday. Have a great holiday, all your listeners. And thanks, Bo, for the invite to the Brown Glass Class. I didn't even get an invite to the whole deal.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I want to invite you. You're busy. I've got you working today.
I work with a guy every week, and I don't get any. I don't even get an invite. I can't even come and have a beer or anything.
That's crazy.
You know, Art, I was going to let you try to get you out of it and let you come today, but then you took that shot at me in the elevator on the way down after the game. So, you know.
That's true. He was looking a little chubby in the elevator, Mike. I don't know when he was going down. So
like a busted can of biscuits in there.
Hopefully, Bo ends up with the Griswold family turkey this year. So there you go.
That's why we love having Dave Arch.
Yeah. I mean,
good stuff, Arch. Thanks.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.